Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. New Year's means new start. How many of us want to get in shape for the new year? I'm putting my hand up.
I'll put my hand up.
Mary Vandeveld, I see your hand's up. Dave Schwann, your hand's up. Dave.
My hand's not up.
Your hand should be up.
Remember, round is a shape.
Well, I'm going to stay in shape. How's that?
Mary's a runner.
No, I'm not. No, I don't really run much anymore.
You don't run anymore?
I do.
It's
boot
over?
Camp and ballroom dance and...
Same thing. You're moving
and
the body.
I run too, but not
You're moving
day.
The body.
Yes.
Joining us in studios, the director of training at Shred 415. You can go to shred415.com for details. It's our old friend, Mark Beyer. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Pete.
Were you working out this morning? You look. I mean, you got the tight shirt on. You're ready to go. Look at how good he looks. I was telling Andy earlier, the reason that I love you is because you're very relatable. You're a dad, you work multiple jobs, and you're a guy that gained some weight a few years ago, and you put it up on Instagram. It's like, I fell off the wagon, man. I got to get back in shape, just like you.
That's right. I mean, everybody has their moments in time, you know, and the fact of the matter is you just have to refocus. You know, life happens. You know, you can go through, some people go through divorces, some people go through losing family members, and stress is real, and but you have to know that you're not alone, and that all it takes is one step forward and you can keep moving.
How do you motivate those people to take that step? Because there's people listening right now that haven't worked out
the hardest step ever.
Haven't worked out in years.
It truly is. It that first step is always the hardest. You know, one of the things that I like analogies a lot. You know, we talked about this, Pete. It's like brushing your teeth. You know, it's like if you think you're gonna have one day of the week you're gonna brush your teeth and have great oral hygiene.
That's so funny.
You know, you're not going to have great oral hygiene if you do it once a week. But if you do it every day, like we do, the one thing about that though is that it's instant gratification, right? It's interesting the psychology of how our mind works, and you know, we brush our teeth and it feels good, and it only takes about 3-5 minutes, right?
Right.
But an hour workout, you know, you have to pack your clothes, get to the gym. Hour workout, shower, maybe get back to work. And yeah, you feel good right after the workout, but you don't see those instant results. You know, it takes time to see if you're trying to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. It takes a long time to get that off. You know, there are professional athletes who have honed their craft for years and years and years. I mean, Kobe Bryant talks about it all the time. He was in the gym hours and hours before anybody else. And that's the reason he's one of the best in the world to ever do it. But it takes time.
It takes time. Would you give people advice to start doing things at their house, just moving their body? You always talk to me about stretching. Yeah. I have the flexibility of a 72-year-old man. Seriously.
I'm about 80 when it comes to that,
I try to, you know, stretch at the house, and I'll take 5 minutes. I know I need to take about 15, but is that where they start, just stretching?
Yeah, I would start with definitely stretching is one of those things that can it actually releases some endorphins. So stretching the hamstrings and the glute muscles and our lower back muscles can actually help release some endorphins, which are going to make you feel better, right? So it actually helps you sleep a little bit better as well. So when you release endorphins, you mitigate the your cortisol levels, your stress hormones. So when you release those endorphins, the stress hormones can start to go away. It's really good to do that before bed. So stretch about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes before bed. You can sit on the floor right next to your bed, stretch out those hamstrings, and you're going to feel a lot better. And one of those, again, it's more psychological than anything. If you can make yourself do those 15 minutes right before bed,
right,
you don't want to, the bed sitting right there and you want to climb in bed,
never want to do it.
When you start to do that, you start to do everything else that you've told yourself you don't want to do, and which is the next morning get up and work out.
Right.
Yeah.
Andy, you're shaking your head.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering, because, you know, is the worst part about this, because we live in a society now that no one's patient for anything.
No one's patient.
I mean, like you said, you want the instant gratification. And it's difficult to take that first step to get into there. But is this this kind of stuff you preach with, the baby steps to kind of get you into that?
Exactly. So another couple of things that I talk about are drinking water right when you wake up in the morning. So if you spent 6 hours to 8 hours during the day without water, you'd be pretty parched.
It's crazy how people don't drink water during the day.
And well, but most people do actually before 6 or 8 hours, they have at least something. And you're in your bed, you're sleeping for, I mean, some people say they get 5 hours of sleep. Fine. Even 5 hours. If you're in your bed, you haven't had anything to drink all night long, 5 to 8 hours, and you get up and you put food in your body, or you go out and you put coffee in your body, have 10 ounces of water right when you wake up. Maybe take your shower first, that's fine, but have 10 ounces of water. Force yourself down to have, it's actually harder, you'll find it's actually hard to drink that much water in the morning. It's your body's just not
it's
ready.
It's very hard.
Yeah, and so if you force yourself to do that, you're, again, it's psychological. It's like this thing that you have every day, this habit that you're creating, and you're telling yourself, I never used to do this. I'm doing it now for my health. And as that positive mentality goes into the brain, you start to make yourself do those things again that you don't want to do. So drinking water, 10 ounces before you do anything else after you wake up, working out in the morning. You know, I've always said that you should work out when you have time and when it's more convenient for you.
Right.
And that is 100% true, but I do find that if you get your workout in the morning done, the rest of your day, you can do whatever you want.
It's gravy. Right?
And I truly believe a lot of what I've done is work out when I haven't eaten. So I'll drink my water, I'll work out, then go have breakfast. Because in my humble opinion, if you've got that calorie burn going in the morning.
Oh, right.
Then now, once you put that food into your system, now your body's going to use it. It's called insulin sensitivity. So your body's going to use that food for fuel. It's going to actually, you know, restore what you've burned a little bit. And again, it's always about calories in, calories out. So
everything in life's a numbers game, isn't it, Mark?
Yep, yep.
It is. Yep. Mark Byers here from Shred 415. So a bottle of water is 16 ounces.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 3/4 of a bottle you want to drink every morning. And you started me on this a few years ago because we've been friends a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, wake up and drink some water. Yeah. It's hard.
It is. It's really
hard. You got to force yourself to drink this water. And then you feel better. If you keep drinking the water throughout the day, you feel full. So you're eating less.
Yeah.
Which is true.
And water really does help everything. It helps your metabolism. It helps your hormones. It helps everything in your body. I mean, It's no secret, those bodybuilders. I mean, 90% of the people don't want to be a bodybuilder out there. But you watch those guys, and they drink a gallon at least of water a day, and it's because they need that for their system has to work properly, and that's what you need. You need a lot of water.
I tried doing a gallon.
Yeah.
I was going to the bathroom like every 20 minutes.
Well, you're old, Pete.
I'm like, what's going on here, man? This is just crazy.
That's what happens when you get older.
For people that aren't ready to take that first step and join a gym right now, you know, stretching at home, what about videos online? Go to YouTube. You can type anything in and exercise videos will show up.
Yeah, the 2019 is going to be the year of online, I mean, training. There are so many apps out there now. There are so many things on YouTube. There are so many things on Instagram. I mean, the amount of people out there that are putting free content out, it's amazing. So you should easily be able to find something that fits your need. Yoga, you know, high intensity interval training, treadmill runs. We have Shred 415 has online videos now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can type in YouTube Shred 415 and you can find some of our videos on there, and there'll be more to come.
God, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. We had Dawn Jackson Blattner in last week, the Cubs nutritionist, who you know.
Yep.
And I talked to her about these, you know, I need to stretch. I have lower back problems, the tightest hamstrings on the planet, so I need to stretch. And yoga, I had a New Year's resolution 2 years ago to take yoga.
Yeah.
But the class is an hour long.
Yeah.
And it's just so long. But I found on YouTube a 10-minute yoga, which is basically 10 minutes of stretching, which you talked about.
Yep.
It's simple.
Yeah. Right before bed, 10 to 15 minutes. And now, if it doesn't
And you can
fit
pull you, it up on your phone. Yeah.
Exactly. You can put your phone right there on your bed or your nightstand and do 10 minutes or 15 minutes right before you go to bed. It's perfect.
Right.
Same thing with any, you know, quick workout. If you think about this, if you did push-ups and sit-ups and some squats, air squats, no weight, you know, 100 reps each a day. If you aren't doing anything right now and you drink your water and you stretch, you'll be in better shape in 30 days than you were when you started.
How about that?
Simple.
Andy?
I could do that.
You can. You can. What about push-ups if you're a guy?
Love them. Yeah. I've done...
I guess for females, too. I didn't want to sound sexist, but yeah. I feel like I mean, that's such an easy workout for men.
I do push-ups.
Yeah.
Mary does push-ups.
Like them, see, Mary. See,
nobody likes doing push-ups.
Nobody likes doing push-ups, no.
My arms, my elbows finally aren't sticking out. I finally have them held in close to me.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I got you. Yeah, yeah.
That's form, another thing. It's all about form, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
You got to have good form.
Mary is a dancer, and when we come back, we're going to check what's coming up top of the hour. But when we come back, you know, different forms of exercise. It just doesn't have to be running and lifting weights, right?
Not at all. Just movement.
Mark Beyer is here, the director of training at Shred 415. You can go to shred415.com. What's happening at the top of the hour with news, Dave? WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. In studio with us, the director of training at Shred 415. It is Mark Beyer. Doesn't this just get you pumped
love
up?
I love my intro music, Pete.
I can't work out unless I have music.
Okay.
Which is fine, right? Yeah, it's a good
totally
motivator.
Fine. Yes, it is a good motivator. It's totally fine. There are some people out there that, you know, you watch them on Instagram that say it's not... You know, you don't have the self-motivation, but I need
anything to get you to work out. Why do people beat you down if you have music?
I know.
Like I used to do 5Ks with my brother Dave.
Yep.
Okay, until my body fell apart and I can't really run anymore because I have bad knees.
Yeah.
But we used to, you know, have the headphones on and the other racers would yell at us. Oh, you can't do that. Well, why not?
Where is it written?
Why can't I do
that?
There's
no rules. There's no laws.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Have the Rocky theme when you start a race. Yeah. How does that not motivate you?
Especially when you pass them by.
Right. Exactly.
You're like, maybe you need some headphones.
Well, Chariots of Fire phone in your headphones there. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. Before the break, we were talking about Mary. Mary does dancing. She's a big dancer. Cross training. How important is that?
It's very important if you have time. And I often, like I said earlier about being working out when it's convenient for you, you also have to do things that you like. You know, forcing yourself to do some things that you don't like. Like you said, yoga. You know, you said it's an hour long yoga and you didn't really like it. And
no.
So, but you found an app that does 10 to 15 minutes of yoga.
Right.
That's great. So cross training is really important because it's called repetitive use injuries. You know, if you continually just run, let's just say you're a runner and you just run and you don't stretch, like cross training would be considered a day where you could take off and just stretch. That because it's typical, you know, you could go to a yoga class or you could just stretch at home.
Right.
That still could be considered cross training because you are giving your body a break and you're doing something different for it.
Okay.
That's simply what it is. So if you ran every day without stretching, eventually, most likely, there's the odds say you're going to get hurt.
Right. And doing the same workout over and over is not good for your body.
Correct. Well,
it gets used to it.
It just gets used to it. Exactly. Right. So,
what about reaching down in the refrigerator for a beer? Is that considered stretching?
If it's a really heavy beer, then, then you got stretching and you got your weights.
When you gained weight, how much weight did you gain?
Probably about 15 pounds.
15 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, that's, I don't fluctuate too much. You know, my whole life, I've stayed between about one, when I say my whole life, like after high school, right? You know, that's about when you're kind of at your peak, like 185 to 195. That's about, and I get up to, I think about 202.
So did you have a number in your head? I want to lose 15 pounds right away.
Yeah, I know that if I get back down to like the 185 to 190 range, then I'm good. That's where
the reason I bring this up is because you put it on Instagram and you put videos up there and you had people. It was like a community.
Yeah.
Everybody was rooting for you and people were working out with you.
Yeah.
Social media is such a great outlet nowadays because people want to join you.
Yeah, it is. It's great, but it's also, it sometimes can be a little detrimental if you are trying to start out and you find those people, who are always putting the positive stuff out there. And when I say positive, like my life is so great, you know, look at, you know, and you start to think, well, maybe my life isn't so great, you know, if you're in a bad, you know, so it's hard.
Everybody's life is fantastic on social media.
Yes, I know. Yeah. That's the problem. That's one of the big problems with it. You know, try to separate all of that, you know, what appears to be a perfect life on Instagram. Everybody has their issues. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their issues.
I went out to Naperville to my sister's for Christmas, mm-hmm. and she gave us the care package to take home, and she gave us a plate of sweets. I don't eat sweets, but they were at our house, you know, so we had fudge, we had brownies.
You know why she did that?
Seven layer bars, because she wanted them out of her house.
Out of her house, exactly.
Exactly right.
So the best thing to re-gift during the holidays are cookies and sweets.
So after 2 days, I threw them in the garbage.
Yeah,
and my wife's
great.
Like, where are the sweets? I go, yeah. We got to get them out of the house.
Yep. I 100% agree. My wife and I did this exact same thing just this past weekend. We call it purging. You know, you just purge everything.
Right.
Just threw everything in the trash. And
you can't have that stuff in your house if you're trying to get in shape.
What do you mean? Right. Is there something wrong with having a cookie every day, though?
No. You are exactly right. You have to have balance. You have to have balance. The problem is, during the holidays, it's like an overabundance.
It's a free-for-all.
It's great.
It really is.
I'm all or nothing.
Yeah.
I can't just have one cookie. It's 15 or zero.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of how I am. If I sit down to a bag of cookies, I'm in trouble.
And sugar is the devil.
The devil, yeah.
Sugar turns into fat.
I think most everybody, people that are still listening to this because they're into health and fitness right now, they probably understand and realize that, you know, during the 90s and even the 80s, we talked about cholesterol and fat, and like how you shouldn't have any low fat, zero fat, all this stuff. And then come to find out, it was everybody that was selling sugar was telling us no fat.
Right.
And it's really sugar that's the problem.
Sugar is in everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. You name it, you go out to dinner, sugar is in everything.
Yeah. And a lot of people now go on those sugar fasts.
Yep.
Are those good for you to do that? Don't you need a little bit of sugar? You do.
Well, it depends on what kind of sugar. You know, I mean, if you're talking white refined sugar or any type of processed sugar, you don't need it. You need sugar from, you know, you can get sugar from fruits and vegetables. Vegetables have sugar, healthy sugar in them. So I understand what you mean. So when you say sugar, you probably more likely saying carbohydrates. So carbohydrates, you know, complex carbohydrates and carbohydrates from vegetables are the best source of carbohydrates, quote unquote, sugar.
Right. We had Dawn Jackson-Blattner in last week. We have you today. We have a life coach tomorrow. We're just trying to give people one thing to take away.
Yeah.
What would be the one thing that you would give advice to the people listening?
I think one thing is that to know that, you know, when you talk about a New Year's resolution, don't forget about your past. And, you know, everybody wants to change, like, who they are. Today, everybody's saying, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do that. Like, you've come pretty far. Like, you know, whether you're 20 years old or 30 years old or 40 years old, you've gotten through a lot of crap in your life.
Right.
And be proud of where you came from. And so take that with you into the new year and say, if I can get through what I've gotten through already in my life, I can take on anything coming forward.
You got that, Andy?
I got it. Mental note has been taken.
Do you want to ask him what his New Year's resolution is?
I've been through a lot of crap in my life.
We all have.
I have.
That's so true.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mark Beyer, shred415.com. Are you teaching today? Are you doing?
I am. I'm heading out right now. I'm going to teach at Wicker Park.
Okay.
It's an 8:30 class. There's probably no spots available because it's New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to work out before they drink.
I would like to give one little plug to something I have going on coming up. So on January 6th, this weekend, so if you're out there, you're listening to this and you need that kickstart,
okay
January 6th, Sunday at 1 p.m at Lagunitas Brewing Company. So we are actually going to enjoy ourselves.
I like it. You have my attention.
We're gonna work out. You're gonna get a beer and you're gonna get a brewery tour of Lagunitas for $12. You get the workout, beer, and a tour. And all the proceeds go to benefit iGrow Chicago, which is an awesome organization that I'm on the associate board of on the southwest side, Inglewood, Illinois.
Good for you.
And it's an awesome organization. So all the money's going to go to benefit them. Would love to see you guys out there.
Which is a great facility, by the way. Yeah. I've been there numerous times. It's
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's an Eventbrite link. Just go to Eventbrite and type in Shred415 and you'll find it.
Love it. Mark, it's great to see you.
Good to see you.
Happy
thanks,
New
Pete.
Year, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Andy's,
I appreciate you guys
Andy's
having
doing
me.
Planks right now.
He is.
Mark Beyer, shred415.com. It's 720 WGN.